This is Dakota Datebook for December 4th. On the morning of July 30th, 1916, New York City was jarred awake by a huge explosion. Four people were killed, thousands of windows were blown out, and the Statue of Liberty was hit with debris. A storage depot on Black Tom Island, which held 2 million tons of supplies destined for the Allies in Europe, had gone up in flames. The United States was technically still neutral, but war had come to her shores. The explosion was part of a sabotage campaign unleashed by the German government as soon as the war broke out in Europe. German sabotage was widespread. Horses being shipped to Europe were infected with anthrax. Explosions destroyed U.S. munitions factories. Fires broke out on ships headed to Europe with supplies. In 1916, it was estimated that 8% of the American population consisted of people of German descent. They brought their culture with them, and it was strong across the country. Some cities were almost entirely German and bore German names. Many cities had a little Germany with German food, restaurants, and shops. The German ambassador promised that German immigrants would rise up against the United States if the nation entered the war. In November of 1916, North and South Dakotans were concerned about an epidemic of fires that destroyed elevators and warehouses in both states. Two phosphorus plants were destroyed. Germans came under suspicion for setting unexplained fires and other acts of vandalism. Three separate fires, assumed to be caused by German saboteurs, almost leveled the town of Lemon, South Dakota. Three elevators and 20 businesses went up in flames. Vigilantes put the town under martial law. Strangers were automatically searched and watched carefully. On this date in 1917, it was reported that two Germans with 100 sticks of dynamite were somewhere out in the Badlands near Medora. The manager of the Consolidated Coal Company in Medora reported that two Germans had applied for work, but never reported for duty. When they disappeared in the night, the dynamite disappeared with them. The culprits were seen carrying suitcases. Authorities believe they loaded the boxes of dynamite on a westbound train while it was switching in the yards. They transferred the dynamite to their suitcases, pitched the empty boxes out of the train, and disappeared. The newspapers noted that the affair has created considerable consternation in the Badlands. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.